As of January 1st, the Charlotte School of Law can no longer receive any federal loan money. In making the decision, the Department of Education says the law school has long been out of compliance with ABA standards and gave no hint of those problems to students. WFAE's Lisa Wharf reports.
Charlotte School of Law has been out of compliance with ABA standards since February of this year. Meanwhile, the Department of Education says the for-profit school not only kept students in the dark about its rocky status, but made, quote, substantial misrepresentations to current and prospective students regarding the nature and extent of its accreditation and the likelihood that its graduates would pass the bar exam. For example, on its homepage, Charlotte School of Law still promotes it's fully accredited by the ABA, something the ABA specifically asked the school to take down from its website in July and replace with the non-compliance findings. In November, the ABA placed Charlotte School of Law on probation. At issue is the school's low passage rates for the bar exam, just 45% this year, and the acceptance of unqualified students. To support this, the Department of Education points out, in 2016, 37% of the school's first-year students dropped out because of academic reasons alone. That's the highest in the country. The school with the second-highest rate? Florida Coastal, which is owned by Infolaw, the same company that owns Charlotte School of Law.
This might be the death knell for Charlotte School of Law because of how important federal student loan dollars are to the operation of the law school.
That's Kyle McEntee, who heads the group Law School Transparency. The Department of Education says last year about 950 Charlotte School of Law students received federal loans, netting the school about $49 million in federal dollars. The loss of federal loan money is what did in another for-profit school, ITT Tech. In a statement, Charlotte School of Law said the school is working intensively to respond to the Department of Education and, quote, protect our students. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Charlotte.